Couple of victories and a second place finish on Saturday for the Tri-County girls in the HDC softball tournament. They have had a very nice week, particularly playing head-to-head. The Mercer Cardinals got a victory on Thursday against Mercer, beat Mercer again in the HDC tournament. So we'll look at that. And the game's coming up here with Lady Mustang head softball coach Rick Willett. Coach, congratulations. Great week for the girls.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was a good week.
We had talked for a couple of weeks about how there was improvement, the girls were getting closer, and they were encouraged by how close they were getting. But at some points, you know, turning that and getting victories was important. And how big was it for the girls to finally start tasting that a little bit?
It was big. It validated everything we were doing. And in that game Thursday night against Mercer, we were behind 10-0 and came back, adjusted the pitching, brought in my ninth grade pitcher, Lexi Wyatt, and she's been working on her fundamentals and just threw strikes, and the kids just battled all the way back, and we ended up taking it 22-12.
Yeah, you know, there's something you said for having a don't quit attitude. Is that something that you see in the girls, that you have a really competitive group?
Oh yeah, they don't give up no matter where we are. They just keep battling and battling and battling. And you know, the game's not over till the last out, and you've always got a chance until you do that, and they know that. And I knew once we got one victory, it would go on. I mean, you know, Tom, I'm a Christian, and God's got a plan, and you just got to trust in him. And sometimes that's difficult when you're sitting in that third base box and you're down 10-0, but you just follow through.
Well,
that was great.
There's something to be said, too, for, you know, the fun thing about sports is if you get good momentum going, you can run with that for a while, and the girls did that into Saturday. Did you see momentum from Thursday go up to Bethany on Saturday?
Right. What they got is on Thursday, they figured out how to win, what it takes to win. You know, the energy level that you have, that focus and concentration. And if you make a bad play, then you just need to forget about it and move on to the next play. And saw that in the Mercer game, and that clicked. And then we just saw it again on the weekend when we played Gilman and Mercer again. You just saw it. The talking, the energy level, and the toughness of the team.
Two very different games. On Saturday morning, you play Gilman City, you win 18-1, and, you know, quite frankly, these girls have been on the other end of those 18-1 final scores quite a bit. So as much as, you know, I know it's not fun to be on the wrong side of those, the girls did a lot of things well in that early morning game.
Oh, yes. They came ready to play. You know, I was wondering if were they going to come out flat, because we'd played Thursday night, and they didn't. They came out full of energy and focus, and then we went right into the Mercer game right after that. So back-to-back games, and they just say focus.
Completely different game against Mercer, too. Instead of kind of the roller coaster ride, it was very close. You win that one 6-5. How beneficial is it for the girls to kind of learn how to win one of those close ones?
Extremely. You know, you couldn't almost ask for a better situation, right? You win the first one 18-1, then you come back and you have one where the lead changes and the kids just keep battling, not worrying about it, knowing that we can get on top. And then we're on top, we make the plays we need to make. Yeah, it was extremely, like I said, from a coach perspective, it just went perfect. Just what you want.
North Harrison was by far the dominant team of the six on Saturday, and yeah, they took it to Tri-County 15-1 in the title game. I know a score doesn't say everything, Coach. You girls get a chance to play in a championship game atmosphere against a really good team. You know, the score, not necessarily what you wanted, but did you take a lot of positives out of that 3 o'clock game?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, you're playing in the championship. You don't want the kids to lose that. And it's, when you look at it, you know, North Harrison is just a very good team all the way through. They're not going to make many mistakes. They're going to take advantage of any mistakes you make. And, you know, I would play North Harrison once a week just because you want to see where you're standing and you want your kids to have that experience and see, okay, yeah, we're playing at a good level here, but we need to move it up. And when you look at North Harrison, and they have a junior high program, and now we have a junior high program, and I know you don't talk on that, but our junior high girls beat the North Harrison junior high girls earlier in the season. So when you look down the future, you see that thing, you know, cascading, and it's a good feeling here at Tri-County.
Absolutely. I didn't realize that. You know, you do start to look at, you know, JV results and junior high results and elementary results just to see, and we both know this, Coach, that 4, 5, 6 years before those girls are in high school, that goes quick.
Yes, and you can't just, instead of us having to work on fundamentals at the high school level, they've learned them at the junior high level. And we have a great junior high coach, and Dylan Lowry, who came from Pattonsburg. Our junior high girls are really good. They're 3 and 4, and they compete. They've got a nice young pitcher in Carly Turner, so when I, an eighth grader. So when I look at that, and you see what's coming up into the varsity in the next few years, and you can look at different positions and say, boy, we're looking good.
Yeah, and
from catcher to outfielder to infield, it just is a good thing, good feeling to have.
The thing with the conference, too, is that in softball, North Harrison set the bar. You can emulate North Harrison. If you emulate the things that they do, you're going to have some really good success.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you know, it's a winning program, and that's how you want to build your program. And that's just, when you look at HDC, there's only two that have a junior high program, us and North Harrison. So our junior high girls are playing Cameron and polo and those type of things, and that's just great experience. And then it'll bleed over into varsity, and they get the winning attitude, and it just keeps building. You know that, Tom. Momentum building.
Absolutely. Good ball game tonight, Coach. I've got some scores here and there from Grundy R5 over the last couple of weeks. They're using their speed. They're scoring a lot of run. A lot of the same things I'm hearing from you, I've been hearing from over the way of Galt. So you got Grundy coming to your place tonight. That should be a really good ball game for those that want to go over to James Fort and watch that one.
Oh, yeah, I think that's a great game. I think they're like a mirror image of us, or we're a mirror image of them. We went into that tournament as the 6th seed. Grundy went in as the 5th seed. We took 2nd. They took 3rd. So, yeah, they're a good ball club all the way around. You know, and it should be a good battle tonight.
I would agree with that. How unique of an experience was it for the girls to play Mercer twice and play them on Saturday after beating them 2 days earlier? Was that something that they handled pretty well,
yeah,
the familiarity?
They enjoyed that. I mean, Mercer has beat us in everything for I don't know how many years. And for those girls to get a win against Mercer and to get 2 wins in 3 days was just a really good feeling for them.
You got Gilman City then coming on Thursday, and when Gilman City plays Tri-County, it is the big rivalry game for both teams, so certainly the girls will be up for that one.
Oh, yes, it is. Past scores don't mean anything. You better get your A game going and be ready to play. Absolutely right.
What has made you the most proud of the girls and what they've done here for 6 weeks?
The continuing competitiveness, not getting down, keeping their confidence level up, and just continuing to grind and knowing that the results were going to come. You know, and of course, we're not happy with what it is right now, but we're glad where we are, and it's got a bright future. And it just makes me proud that they just continue to battle from camp, and quite frankly, only have 2 seniors starting. Everybody else is coming back next year, and plus we get the influx coming from the junior high program.
Yeah, and I know they're kind of a struggling program, but you mentioned how the junior high has played the likes of Cameron and much bigger schools in Tri-County. Your varsity gets that chance Monday, Coach, going up to South Harrison.
Yeah, yeah. We enjoy those, right? I mean, you know, you want the title shot. You want to play the best schools to see where you stand. And whenever you play those schools, you really get a feeling for where your program is. Plus, it builds your confidence when you compete with them. You know, when you hit against those pitchers and you field and you're in the game, it just keeps building. And the kids are ready for it. And they enjoy that competition. We enjoy playing good teams in that.
Well, it's a very good week and a stretch here for Tri-County. It could continue if they protect their home field. 3 wins in the last 4 games. Grundy R5 tonight. Gilman City Thursday, both at Jamesport, and then Tri-County heading up to Bethany on Monday to take on the South Harrison Lady Bulldogs. Coach Willett, thanks for joining us here this afternoon. We'll talk with you again next Tuesday.
Thanks, Tom.